quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the Encina Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the Encina Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolla First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and the time has finally come. One of the most highly anticipated episodes of Typically Tuesdays in a given year by me, highly anticipated by me, because I know exactly how this episode is going to unfold. It is time to recount my favorite songs that were released in 2024. I love making this episode every year because it reminds me of the good music that I've really enjoyed. And also, yeah, all I get to do is just talk about the music that I liked. On today's playlist, we're going to listen to music from my top 10 favorite releases of the year, essentially. And that could be a single, a standalone single, or it could be a song from an album that I really liked. And I couldn't pick exactly which song I liked most because I liked all of them. That's the vibe. And to give you like a brief example of a brief taste of what's happening on today's playlist, if I look at the album artwork lined up here, it's really fascinating because, like, the first couple of songs are these, like, really cute colors. They're, like, these purples and blues and pinks. You know, very energetic, sweet colors. Then we move into a very brief period of just black, and then followed exactly by like this like off-white. Then we move into a period which is like colored by these like warm, beautiful hues of like kind of gold and red. This playlist is going to take a turn. And you will understand why, because this year has been one of the most idol-rific years of Typically Tuesday's history, and we're starting it off with idols. Here is Cholo Tokimeki Sendenbu. I can't believe I haven't played their song, this song, on Typically Tuesday's the entire year. This is Saijo Kuni Kawaiino. Enjoy. I hope. Yeah, you better enjoy. I love this song.
I'm not afraid to die. once again. Could this melody rewrite our bad history? If love is a game, shall I use pain I'm holding on to? No, poor intentions are so see-through. You took all my light, but it wasn't time to say goodbye.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Paida and Criminal Code with Crescent off of Paida's latest release, which is her second album, Second Sighting. Before that, of course, you heard Cho Tokimeki Sandenbu with Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no. My name is Leslie. I don't even remember when the first time I heard Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no was. But it very quickly became one of my favorite songs because it seemed really ridiculous. Like, it's just like, it's just so incredibly hyper feminine and cutesy. As much as I've liked J-pop idols, I don't know that I've ever heard a song that was really like that colorful and that like, and that laid it on that thick. Cause I believe anybody who speaks Japanese, you're welcome to DM me and correct me. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram. I believe Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no means I'm the cutest that I've ever been. And the start of the song is like, I'm the cutest that I've ever been since we broke up. And then it goes on to list all of these things that the narrator's ex is missing out on, because she's right now, since they broke up, she's the cutest that she's ever been. She's super duper cute right now. And I just loved that concept. And I've been listening to the song ever since I found out kind of like the meaning of it. I just think it's so fun. And, I hope folks take that to heart. You know, next time you listener, hopefully it doesn't happen, but you know, if you have a breakup with someone who's not great, you know, send them the song, be like, I'm the cutest that I've ever been right now. You're missing out on all this. I am hot stuff right now. You know, in the realm of like, beautiful women who know who they are and know how attractive they are. On one hand, you have Megan Thee Stallion, who's like, I am the hot girl. I am so hot. And on the other hand, you have Chulde Kimeki Sendembu, who is like, I am so cute. You are missing out on me being literally the cutest thing alive. I love that energy. And of course, with Paida, I mean, I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago when I first heard the album, because it was released literally like a month ago. But yeah, this really quickly became like one of my albums of the year. Second Sighting is just so great. If you love that kind of like, I don't know, bubbly kind of like sort of like anime video game music type thing, check out Second Sighting. This is such a good album, and I believe Sopaida is one of those overseas idols, and she like made this entire record on her own, basically. Like, she found her own producers, she wrote her own lyrics, she put together like her own choreographies and things like that. And I haven't been in the Paida fandom for a long time, but as I understand, as somebody who's just recently started to listen to her music, I think since last year, this album was actually quite a long time coming, it's finally been released, and it's really satisfactory. It's very, very good, so please go check it out. On that note, we're gonna continue on with the Kaigai Idol vibe. If you listened to Typically Tuesdays earlier this year, you know that Sam and I, my elusive guest host sometimes who talks with me about idols, we had the distinct privilege of being able to interview Non-Sweet, a local Vancouver overseas idol group, and they released their first ever album this year called Wake Up. I like a lot of the songs in Wake Up. It's very Non-Sweet, but this is the one that stands out to me the most because it's so different, and as I understand it in the fandom, it's actually quite a beloved song because it's just so unlike everything else that they've ever done. It's like angsty, it's a little bit dark. If you check out that interview again in the CJSF archive, cjsf.ca, there's actually also like quite a funny story behind it about the struggle for Non-Sweet to create the song and put it out to life. And I'm so glad that it worked out, because this really was one of the bangers of the year that I kept listening to over and over again. Here's Crybaby by Non-Sweet off the album Wake Up.
Running up and down inside, this is a real soul I cry. yeah. Dear priest, 고백할 게 있어. 피한 방과 tears, 그저 경극일 뿐. 이건 내밀한 도배, 아름답지만 born bad. 예측하지만 no way, it's just not too much.
chica, 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 chica. That was Underground by Fivey here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard Ascendio by Ive here on my end of year. Here are my top favorite releases of 2024 episode. Let's talk about IVE. Let's talk about K-pop. Let's talk about Ascendio. Ascendio? I don't know how you do the intonations. I don't even know if this is Italian. Maybe it's Latin or something. I have no clue. I like music that gives off, like, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent, energy. And this was, in my opinion, the K-pop song. Actually, no. Whiplash by aespa was also really good, but this was one of the releases in K-pop this year that gave me kind of that charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent, energy. That is, like, the type of music that I enjoy listening to. The music video is also pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. It's got, like, other worlds, and it's, like, kind of got this, like, cool, like, edgy magical girl vibe with a little bit of, like, that kind of, I don't know, not cyberpunk quite, but sort of, like, you know, the cyber sigilism. Yeah, it kind of feels like that. It was a pretty cool music video, and I believe it also got taken down for copyright at one point, which is such an L. It is so funny, but I definitely just, like, kept replaying the song over and over during this year as well. And yeah, it is one of those, like, fun K-pop releases that I really got into in 2024. Of course, we got Fivey after that with Underground, and this is, in my opinion, also a club hit. It is also one of those charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent songs. Fivey is not exactly an idol group. They are a Japanese girl group their members used to be a part of a bigger idol group, I think. That's neither here nor there. I don't really know their history, but I do know that the song slaps, because it is actually, like, about something incredibly relatable, and it sounds good. Let me read you, like, the opening lines of the song. Every day, wake up, have coffee, with a smile that hides the overflowing tears, and a life following a manual. I feel like dying, I just wanna escape. Wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. The sun is too bright. Wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. Feels like losing to the pressure of society. Feels like losing to the pressures of society. Now let's go underground, underground. Let's escape from here, underground, ground. A place where I can finally become the person I want to be. Let's go together, underground, ground. And then they do this, like, para-para, like, choreography. Para-para, how to explain para-para? It's, like, this popular kind of, like, I don't know, club dance? Like, that is almost akin to square dancing. From, like, the 90s and 2000s, Heisei era Japan. You gotta look it up. Just watch this music video. It is so good. I love this song. It is incredibly relatable. And it speaks to generations upon generations. So that is Underground by Fivey. We're gonna listen to some more music. We're actually gonna take a sharp turn into not idol music in the rest of the hour. We've got some Tasha coming up with Michigan off of her latest album, All This and So Much More. I don't know, this album, I really enjoyed it, and this is one of those songs that I felt like had such drama in the melody. It just comes out of nowhere, and it's so powerful. It's not quite like a, like, I think, much of the other songs in the album. And so I think this is why it stands